It's 5:33, and it's time now for the Alaska Music Spotlight. You've stumbled upon it. It's in your car. It's kind of like a little car concert instead of a home or house concert. Every Friday at 5:30, showcasing Alaskan artists on the radio, and we like that. Today, we have got a guest live in studio because there's a new CD coming out, and it's a good one. It's Jonathan Bauer with his album called Light Years. Jonathan Bauer and the Deep State with an album release party featuring Nick Carpenter and band, January 26th at the 49th State Brewing Company. How are you doing, Jonathan? Welcome to the KMBA studios once again.
Thank you. It's good to see you again.
Oops, hang on a sec. I had mic 4 instead of mic 3. There you go.
There we go. Oh, there we go. I can hear it too.
So you're
good
now
you.
On the radio officially with us with a new CD. Jonathan Bauer has had a CD in 2012, But So Beautiful, which you might have heard the song Trouble spinning on KMBA. And Hope Alaska was way back in 2014.
It feels like a long time ago, yeah.
Feels like a ways back now. The new album called Light Years is being released. It's here in the studio and once again, I guess, released to the public around the album release party on the 26th.
Yeah, it'll be available on all those networks and everywhere.
So what you been up to?
That's a good question. Working, raising kids.
A lot of writing.
A lot of writing. And the Hope Alaska record, I thought it took it all out of me. Like I was as surprised by these songs as maybe, I don't know that anybody else is surprised by my work, but me, that it happens. But I kind of had reached the end of all the stuff with Hope and thought, well, that was fun. What's going to happen next? I don't know.
Well, Jonathan Bauer is an adjunct professor at UAA, so I already am intimidated and think, okay, well, this guy's he's smart. You know, he does stuff like read and write, and and I'm just here pressing buttons and listening to music. Were you a writer first or a songwriter first?
Oh, man. I didn't know you were going to ask that.
Did they come together at the same
time? Well,
the
two have always been pretty intertwined or related to me. I probably I heard a lot when I was growing up that you're a writer, or I still hear that today sometimes. You're a writer, assuming that that's this natural thing that that I don't know that something appeared and said I was a writer, but I was always consumed with music. Writing's always taken a lot of work, a lot of pleasure in the final product of writing, but music can be enjoyable all along the way.
Writer first, music lover, and then you thought, I could probably do this myself. I could make a couple of songs. So why don't you prepare in your mind what the first song you're going to present to us is. As I remind folks what the date is for the party, January 26th at the 49th State Brewing Company, and the new CD called Light Years. We're going to learn more about it throughout this half hour and hear some selections. And Jonathan's brought his guitar. What are you going to share with us right out of the gates?
I think I'll do this is called The Light Years. It's a title track. It didn't start out as a title track, but this is what we got out of it for the whole album. I was listening to all those protest songs ahead of showing up, and I don't know what my message is on this record, but I think this might get as close as it does to a message. But yeah, it's called Light Years. There's still no camera capture what my eyes can see. Mornings on waking, finding you knotted all around me. Shipwrecked bodies, our boy still asleep. The tangle of you and nowhere to be. And the light, light, the light, bending and falling. I might never stop drowning. Don't let me stop falling. see. The market this morning, and it's still early. Oh, but God, what were we thinking? The clatter, this chaos, this maddening crowd. Let's grab a coffee and then ditch this scene. We'll drive towards the mountains, free in our leaving. And the light, the light, the light, the light, bending and falling. I might never stop drowning. Never stop falling through our sea. The midnight sun, our broken sleep. So many skies a day and doors through an evening. Voice in the hallway, lulling and singing our dear boy into his dreamscape. The sound of his breathing as he drifts away, the tree shadows swaying. Babe, I can't understand the peace in a moment, the touch of your hand. And the light, the light, the light, the light, bending and falling. I might never stop drowning. Don't let me stop falling. I'll never stop falling. There's only this falling through our sea.
Jonathan Bauer live in studio on the Alaska Music Spotlight, supporting his brand new CD called Light Years. That was the title track to the new project. And interestingly, I'm glad you mentioned before you started that song that you weren't necessarily sure what the pointed theme was. And yet here I am thinking to myself, this is a bit of a lighter CD than I expected, light. It's airy sounding in its audio quality, but also the songwriting isn't necessarily heavy.
Yeah,
it's a light, pleasant CD. And here I am thinking, okay, here's the scholar in with his CD, with his band called the Deep State,
I'm
and this
blushing on air.
And this might be an album that was a pointed, revolutionary, you know, activist kind of CD, but it's not. It's a light Alaskan album.
Yeah, it was hard. It's been hard to explain to some friends, fellow musicians, stuff that it sounds ridiculous to launch a Kickstarter and to get behind an album that you have that kind of took you by surprise, that you have no idea were. And that's not to say the songs didn't take a lot of work; they did, and there's proof of that in the musicians that came to the fore. Go ahead.
Jonathan came to us just about a year ago with some mixtape. Radio programs where we specifically were looking at songs that you were saying, this song represents what I'm feeling right now and thinking right now. And it was because of course, the elections happening,
yeah.
Had everybody stirred up.
Yeah.
So here we are a year later and you've got these light, airy songs.
And that's actually writing that column, it was so wonderful to return to songs and just think of a song at a time. And kind of meditate on that, like what this meant to me, to fall in love with songs all over again. There was a real headstrong intentionality, I think, behind those first two records. They're born out of a lot of transitions in my life and a lot going on around me at the time. And in this one, something about that election, that year, I think that year in general, I've told people Brian Adams' artwork, a number of his, or I'm sorry, his photos make up the album artwork. And there was something in that crazy year with the election and everything, just opening my Instagram and finding Brian's photos of lilies somewhere in Alaska or a valley that he took a photograph of. And it was just this moment's pause in the day. And there's just something so wonderful about that. I've joked, too, that those first two records were kind of like very eager, young border collies or Labrador retrievers, where they were just like really in my face. And there's a lot to address there. And this new one feels more like a cat. Like it's kind of, I can't go at it too directly, but it keeps revealing new things. There are things I'm discovering just rehearsing these songs with the band members that every night I walk away like, oh, wow, that's in there, too. A friend texted me today and had a different read on a song that I'd shared with her back east. And it was so cool to hear somebody else's interpretation of it. That's something I hadn't considered. So I think I'm still getting to know them myself.
I think that wraps into the idea of love of Alaska. Like you said, you brought you to those quieter spaces that is your homeland, and you focused on those instead of the noise around you.
Yeah. We're all consuming music very differently now. And I know I'm still very old-fashioned in a lot of ways. And I mean, I'm looking at all the CDs behind you, and I identify with that, or a friend's vinyl collection. But I go on a lot of road trips listening, or just long drives listening to CDs in my car still. I'm not plugging my phone in and hearing a playlist. So for me, it's still the song. Like, what's the, and that might be where the writing and the music have intersected in my life. It's always about the story and the song. What's the story here?
What is the story of the tune you're going to play next? What do you got? What do you got ready for us?
That's a very good question too.
He's searching for a tune. Going, wait a minute. Which one was I going to play next? You've got a full album called Light Years. He's already covered the title track to the new CD. We're going to talk a little bit about the tune John Prine maybe in a minute. I don't know if that's one that you're just ready to kick into, but
not yet.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
This is the last song I wrote for the record. Again, I was trying to learn a song by the Canadian band Alvaz, and I don't remember how I got to this pattern, but.
That's a contemporary new group that just goes to show music exploration never leaves you. Here's this guy with an acoustic guitar in front of us, and he's listening to contemporary pop music.
I was trying to make peace with my inner melancholy, shy person. I joke with students now and then that I'm the guy that I play the kid card even when the kids are at their mom's. So anyway,
it's all the kids.
Here we go. This is called Half Full. And then Friday rolls around, baby wants out on the downtown. When the bands and fans and those waves of sound, well, I might gotta sit down. I might need to lie down. But my heart is still always half full. Open crack, flaming begging bowl. And when summer's veins run cold again, and I can't stop shivering, and I can't find my friend, and my chest won't quit quivering in that bitter wind. Oh, my heart is still always half full. open crack, flaming begging bowl. A cracked flaming begging bowl. I'll be your friend, I'll be your fool. I'll be the super glue. I'll be a new tattoo. But I might need you to take me to school. I never learn love's rules. I never get to be cool. I forget to get cool. When I can't say what I mean, baby, and I didn't mean what I'm sorry I said. Oh, my heart is still always half full. Open cracked, flaming begging bowl. My heart is still always half full. An open crack, flaming begging bowl. A cracked flaming begging bowl.
Live in studio at KMBA with Jonathan Bauer. Jonathan Bauer and the Deep States album release party with Nick Carpenter of Medium Build. That'll be on January 26th at the 49th State Brewing Company here in Anchorage. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
And I want to remind folks that what you're hearing on the radio here is a nice acoustic version of these songs. The CD is a full band, and that song that you just played is the one I'm featuring as a single, and it's got a really great brightness to it with the full band.
Good.
So why don't you – I'd love to hear more about this crew that you've got working on this CD.
Yeah, the I'm glad you're playing it. That makes me happy.
That's a good track.
Good. Yeah, and that's it's funny. I was just – as I'm playing that, I'm thinking these songs are a whole lot different to play acoustic now that I have this band in my head.
Yeah.
They really nailed everything beautifully. Those actually another thing about the first two records, we really Evan Phillips and I really went at them almost like a patchwork quilt. It was just like a lot whoever could. I was getting into the Anchorage music scene, and I'd see Andy Thulberg play with Ghost Hands or something. Like, why I want you to play on this song I'm doing, or Aaron Benolkin, can you play on this song? And with this new record, we kind of just Evan and I sat down and thought of like just a few musicians, four or five guys, we could just book for an amount of time to make it sound like one band behind this project. And that's the vibe I'm getting as I listen to it. I'm glad. I think we did achieve that. There's a lot I don't know about what people's responses are to it or what it ultimately sounds like. But for me, I feel like there's a good group of guys behind these songs, and they all had time too. This project was very proximal. I needed people with windows of time, and everyone I encounter nowadays, how are you doing? I'm busy.
Yeah, that does seem to be a common
everybody's
phrase.
Busy. So for this record, I remember a conversation with Silas Hoffman, who played bass, for example. He said Hannah Yoder had released their record, and he had a window of time. And I was like, "You're the man. You're my man for this."
This crew of people that are locally here helping support each other have all grown together over the last 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's the rising tide lifts all boats, and that's what's happening. Everyone's music is just ramping up a notch because they're all growing together. Folks like Alex Kruver and Cameron Cartland and Matt Ely, Silas Hoffman, Kat Moore, all performing on this CD with you, not for you, with you.
Yeah.
And yet they've all got their own projects and bands, and yet everybody together is building this tremendous sound. So I thank them, and I'm sure you do as well.
Yeah.
Are they the Deep State?
For this release show, yeah.
They're the Deep State.
I mean, I would play any show with all of those guys
so
are
full some, band on the 26th at the album release party. So Jonathan Bauer and the Deep State will be there on stage. We're looking at about 10 minutes before the top of the hour. World Cafe is coming up next at 6 o'clock, and I do want to get one more song in. Let me ask you about your love of classic rock, and yet I know you enough to know that you are a huge John Prine and Leonard Cohen fan, and that's not really classic rock, but... How intimidating was it to write a song called John Prine?
Classic folk, maybe.
Classic folk.
Yeah.
Sure. And John Prine, a well-known songwriter, of course, that people revere, and yet you wrote a song. Is it about him, or is it just titled John Prine?
It's. I think it's this the mystical character that I draw on in my mind of John Prine. And he was releasing a lot of his greatest records during a time that others would have been focusing on protest. But those early albums, those are like some of the best books of short stories you could pull off the shelf. I mean, I remember hearing Hello in there when I was in college, and REM was covering it. And when I found out, like, who, they said John Prine, and I had to go look this guy up because it was such a – it was more poignant than some of the stuff I was having to read in school. and he's – Jim James once said, there's always time for a little Prine. It's
interesting how we were starting the 5 o'clock hour with pointed protest songs and messages. And, you know, John Prine isn't necessarily protest guy. He's story guy. And that suits you well, and it suits the album that you've just made. So I think that does tie that all together.
Yeah, last year in particular, again, like when I was working on those coping skills columns and I was just looking for the story. I wanted the room to breathe. Prine, you know, despite all the protesting or all the horrible politics out there, you feel like you could sit next to him at the bar and there'd be room for you. Or he might have you over for coffee or something.
To be an intellectual to chat with John Prine.
And it wouldn't really, I have the feeling it wouldn't matter what side of the fence you're on either.
You don't have to be an activist to talk to John Prine. Exactly. He's not going to go, oh, well, you're not very active. He's just going to figure out who you are and chat with you.
Yeah. So
well,
in that way.
There you go. So get a song ready in your head. We'd like to get one more in here before the top of the hour. It's a busy musical weekend, so don't burn yourself out because next weekend, Jonathan Bauer's CD release party is going to be where you want to be on a Friday night, January 26th at the 49th State Brewing Company. Nick Carpenter, a excellent songwriter and singer himself, is going to be opening the show for you.
Yeah,
so that'll be an exciting night of music. And thanks once again for coming.
Excellent.
What do you have for us?
I'll do the Prine song.
You're ready to go?
Sure. Yeah. Thanks, Lauren. Under a bone-white sky, a big nothing pouring down, and the word from on high says trouble's coming round, and you can't run, there's nowhere left to hide, you better find John Prine, gotta find John Prine. I did my time at the stations of the double-crossed, put up a hell of a fight, I suffered a bitter loss. Now I'm so tired, no tears left to cry, I better find John Prine, I gotta find John Prine. When the devil's nearer, nearer than the everlasting arms, and all God's children are just praying for the end of the world, we'll crawl away, we'll bring our broken hearts to the stereo. Let that sweet good music wash over all our wounds. Lord knows I tried to make a home in this town, but I can't buy what they're selling now. And I'm so tired, oh, I need a smile. I better find John Prine. I'm gonna find John Prine. I gotta find John Prine. I'm gonna find John Prine. Actually, the working title for that song was John Prine's Smile. I love that guy's smile. Just a picture of him will always cheer me up.
And that kind of puts it in perspective. Find your John Prine smile.
Yeah, find your inner John Prine.
Well, we hope that the audience finds it when they attend the show next Friday night. Thanks again for coming in.